Let us pray in the words of the first verse of that hymn. Lord, you call us to be a people set apart, to feel with thoughtful mind and think with tender heart. Have a seat. An interesting thing happens in our readings as we make our way through the Easter season. Up until Christ's death, we find Jesus teaching us with our eyes and our ears, through word and example, people we can point to who have been impacted by his touch, his words, and his miracles. Now, after the resurrection, things are different. We are called to be different, just as Jesus is different after the resurrection. We are called to feel with our minds and think with our hearts. Ordinarily, it's the other way around. You think with your mind and you feel with your heart. But this is the resurrection time. And things go into what's called the great reversal. You know the great reversal. The hungry will be fed with good things and the rich will be sent away empty. The lame will walk, the blind will see. It's a reversal. Now that Christ has gone to be with the Heavenly Father, things are different. And we, as Jesus' disciple, are called to be different as well, to see the world in a different way. There's a story of a college professor who was working with his students in a lecture hall, and he asked them the question, how do you make a hamburger? Do you know how to make a hamburger? And of course, all the students said, yes, of course I know how to make a hamburger. He said, okay, how do you make a hamburger? That's one student stood up and he said, well, first you take a hamburger and then you take your bun and you cook the hamburger and you put it between the bun. I said, well, hang on a second. You're getting ahead of yourself. He said, where did you get the hamburger? Oh, well, you have to go to the grocery store and get the hamburger. How did they get the hamburger at the grocery store? And about that bun, where did that come from? Well, he said, well, the grocery store. He said, how do you make a bun? Well, you need to get flour. Where does the flour come from? You see where this is going? In order to get that final image of a hamburger, there's a lot of steps to take to get from there to here. It's the same way with being a disciple of Jesus in the resurrection time. There's a lot of steps for us to take to get from where we are to where Christ is. And we are meant to take the steps one at a time. Just like building a hamburger, one at a time. We're not meant to have everything and know everything all at once, because that's too much. We are mere mortals, after all. But we are called to take one step at a time as we learn about Christ, as we grow in our love for one another, as we understand our neighbors and ourselves, and to grow in that progression. In the reading from Revelation, we have a really great series on the whole of visions. Ultimately, we get to where we are today at the hamburger of our second reading. The New Jerusalem comes down, it's beautiful and all of that, but how do we get there? Well, if you've read the book of Revelation, it's a lot of steps through a lot of sometimes disturbing stories, but ultimately it gets us to that place where nothing accursed will be found. And the river of the water of life will flow through the middle of the city, and the city will have no need for sun or moon. The glory of God will be its light, and nations will walk by this light. There's a progression to get there. We in the resurrection time are on that path, taking each step along the way as we learn and as we grow in faith. We learn now to see with the eyes of our hearts and to hear with the ears of our soul, to see the kingdom of God shining down in lots of places, glimpses of it, here and there. And we, as disciples of Christ, are called to point that out to others. Where is this beautiful kingdom coming down through the clouds? Where is this tree that grows with many fruits, whose leaves are there for the healing of the nations? Where is this in our time? I would argue that it's everywhere. We are surrounded by the realm of God in this place that God has created, the perfection of earth as it is. And we as disciples are called to see it in a different way, to hear the song of creation in a new way, and to share that joy with others. Because others are on their journey too, taking one step at a time. And how good it is for disciples to reach a hand back and say, come on, it's this way. Are you stuck in a dark place? Come on, it's this way. Who has been that hand for you when you've been in a dark place? When we look to find the kingdom of heaven here, I can see it, and I think you can too. I have seen it as early as yesterday afternoon. We had a funeral here yesterday. It's kind of a big one. And people from all over town that I've never seen before filled this room. And they were sad because they were in a dark place. A loved one had passed. But they felt so safe here in this house of God, so welcomed, that strangers openly wept in front of other strangers. They sang, even if they didn't know the song, but sound came out. They might not have hit every note just right. They may have fumbled on a word. But they were so moved by the love of this community that they could sing and they could pray and they could open themselves up to the love of God that is seen and heard and felt in this place. Where is the kingdom of heaven in the rest of Powell River? How are we that river that flows in our town for our neighbors? How do we become people on that same journey that the writer of Revelation was on? And Paul in the first reading, and the disciples in the gospel. How do you see your path as a disciple of Jesus, growing your faith and love? And then how do you see that overflowing you onto the rest of the community, to strangers that you meet, to people that maybe you don't particularly care for or you wouldn't necessarily talk to? But how do you embody a light that brightens that person's life? This is what we are called to be, a people set apart to feel with a thoughtful mind and think with a tender heart. Jesus has been showing our eyes and speaking to our ears, but now, after the resurrection, Jesus changes and so do we. Now we, as disciples of the resurrected Christ, see the world and hear the world in a new way, and we are called to continue to strive to see and to hear. It's a progression. It's step by step. Paul goes through a series of steps. It says here, during the night, Paul had a vision. It's one of many, right? Paul's always having a vision. Remember that first time he got knocked off his horse? And a voice said, why are you persecuting my people? And then he has that picnic scene, remember? And now he has another vision. And in each of these visions of the realm of heaven, he is called to move forward again. And every time he moves forward, good things happen to people. People are welcomed. Strangers, the outcast, lonely, are welcomed into a greater family of God, the family of God who will inhabit that city of light that comes down. Paul and his friends are convinced that God has called us to proclaim the good news. We too are called to proclaim the good news, to listen to those visions that we have, those glimpses of love and light that is the nature of God. Listen to those visions and allow them to move us to the next places on our journey of faith where we can share the love of God and the light of Christ to our neighbors, wherever they may be. We see things differently as children of God, as children of the light. I've seen the realm of heaven here in this community. And I know that when you walk out those doors, you're going to take a little bit of that light with each of you. And you're going to be able to shine that to others, whether you try or not, in your very being, as people created in the image of God, as members of the body of Christ, who is the light of the world. I know you carry that light outward. What I want to know from you is how you see the world differently and how you hear the world differently that allows you to share that light and that love with others. That is our call as disciples of God and Jesus Christ. We are not expected, nor are we able, to see the totality of the reign of God, totality of the hamburger. But we each are called to do one thing, and to be one thing, one step at a time on our journey of faith to help others see that glorious kingdom. Are you a pickle? Are you a bun? Maybe you're just a little sesame seed on the top. That's okay. It's all part of this beautiful realm of God that we are called to be in the world. Be light. Be love. For that is your nature, children of God. And you are the good news. Amen.